USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New concerns about COVID-19 now that a new variant has been discovered, and many are concerned it's going to be a fast spreader. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Weekend Today it would not surprise him if this new Omicron variant is already in the United States. Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. It was first detected in South Africa, so that's why they're targeting that portion of the world for now. Officially, no cases have been identified yet in the United States. The show business world remembering Stephen Sondheim, the Broadway composer and lyricist, died Friday in Connecticut at 91. Barbara Streisand tweeting, "Thank the Lord Sondheim lived to be 91, so he had time to write such wonderful music and lyrics." And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I wanted to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. SpaceX may have run into a snag when it comes to expanding its Starlink internet service. According to Reuters, India is asking Starlink to immediately stop booking satellite internet service in their nation until it has an actual license to operate. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard, Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.